All right, so let's get started into some spatial analysis. As we mentioned, this is really the core of GIS. It's where a lot of the fun happens. A lot of the interesting, most interesting work is taking data and turning it into something that folks can look at and make decisions with. So the problem that we're gonna be looking at is the, this is a real problem from a real project where we were approached by some folks that work with the Klamath River, and they wanted to know who owned property along the Klamath River. There's quite a bit of work going on to looking at the Klamath River and how water's being used along it. There's a lot of dams. There's been a lot of problems with the salmon spawning. They are looking at removing some of the dams potentially. That has impacts on farming. Of course, it has impacts on the Native American folks. Has impacts on just about everyone who lives along the river potentially. So a lot of folks involved, they want to make sure everyone was represented. They also want to know how much area did different folks have along the land. So who are the folks that had a lot of area would be affected a lot versus those that had smaller areas. So we had a student do this, and they did the whole Klamath River, which is a huge region, took quite a while. It was a semester project, and they not only produced some very cool data, but also a beautiful map that was presented at their meetings. So I've cut that way down here, and I'm just going to do the Klamath River within Humboldt County, and I'm just going to do the land use rather than the ownership. So I have downloaded the data that I feel I'll be required to use for this, and I've set up my originals working in final folder as we recommend that you do. And in there I've got U.S. counties because I might work in multiple counties in the U.S. and I might work in other areas, states, national parks. And here I've got Humboldt County, and I've downloaded hydrology data, and I've downloaded land use data, which if you haven't already done so, you'll be doing in the near future for the labs. The parcel data, of course, you've seen before. I use that one a lot. It's a very rich data set for Humboldt County. And then I have some national hydrology data that includes the stream network. So this data, of course, I've just downloaded it, so I may not know what its spatial reference is. I was able to unzip it. Looks like we've got shape files. That's going to make our life easy. Yep, shape files in both cases. But we don't know what the spatial reference is, so we better check that. That's easy to do. There's a couple ways to do it. My favorite is to simply go into ArcMap and then drag and drop the file into ArcMap. And then right-click on the file, go to Properties, and there it is. NAT83 UTM Zone 10 North. Ooh, which would be great, unless it was WGS 84. I really prefer WGS 84. NAT 83 is close, but almost all my data is in WGS 84, so I'm probably going to project that. Let's go ahead and take a look at the other data, land use data. Already we get an error from ARC saying the geographic system's warning. I'm just going to say close on this because I'm not going to use the data. I just want to see what its spatial reference is. It's NAD 27 State Plain, California 1, and it's probably in feet. Yep, it's in feet. We're not going to, oh, can you see that? Yep, there we go. We're probably not going to use this data in its current form because don't like feet, don't like NAD 27, and State Plain, California 1 is okay, but again, almost all my data is in WGS 84 or UTM. Now, the organization you work with may pick different spatial references, but what this immediately tells me is that I need to reproject this data to use it. We could also do the same thing by going into our catalog. Oops. Need to refresh. I've created a special GIS data folder just for this one because my other one is full of all kinds of stuff. And I could just go in here, find the data set, right click, do properties, and I would see what the spatial reference is. Or if it's not defined at all. Okay, so now we've got it up in our catalog. What we really need to do now is we need to project it in ARC Toolbox. I'm going to click on ARC Toolbox, go to Data Management Tools, which is one of the most common things that I use. Down here is Projections and Transforms. And the only thing that's really important here is that I don't pick Define. Remember, Define changes the spatial reference without changing the data. So we don't want that. We want to change the spatial reference and the data. We want to project it. There's also project for features, which really should say vector data. This is for shape files and other forms of vector data. And then there's a project raster down here for projecting rasters. So we want this one. And since I have the data open in Arc, it just is going to pop up here. I definitely want to put it into the right folder. There's my JS data folder. I'm working now. I'm definitely working on this. Humboldt County. So I've set up this structure so that I have everything nicely organized with all of the data that's spatially referenced in WGS 84 UTM Zone 10 North. You will be able to say that fast by the end of the semester. And then Humboldt County. Now this is NHD data. You could rename it streams, and I think I'm going to do that at this point. Okay. Probably should make some note in a README file to make sure we know where that came from, but it's just going to be easier for this demonstration for you to see that that's called streams. The next step is to pick the output coordinate system. Now, this can take a little bit of time, but if you've put them in as favorites like I have, you'll see that I can just scroll down to WGS 84 UTM Zone 10 North. Otherwise, you can go up here and you can search by typing in things like UTM, and it's going to pare it down pretty quickly. Or you can actually go through these folders, which are now filtered, make it easier, and then I can find the exact UTM one that I'm looking for. Okay, but I'm going to use the favorites because that's the easiest way to make sure that I'm always using the same spatial reference every time, which will keep those pesky dialog boxes from appearing and other errors in my spatial data. Okay. Now this did automatically put in a geographic transformation from WGS 84 ITR to NAT 83. I know that says WGS 84 to NAT 83. These are reversible transforms, so it's actually going to run it in the opposite direction. It's going to go from NAT 83 to WGS 84. So don't worry about that. It can go in either direction. If the direction looks wrong, that's okay. It'll run it the other way. Then I'm going to hit OK. Sorry, dialogs keep appearing on my other screen. And it's going to chug along and reproject that data. Datum conflict between map and output. That's okay, because I'm going to reload the screen here in just a second. In fact, I'm just going to turn these off for now so Arc isn't sitting there wasting time doing that. Okay, so now I have my streams data. I want to go ahead and project my parcel data as well. So I'm just going to go through the same process. Picking my parcels, adding that to my output folder, sorry, my working folder, being careful to pick WGS 84 UTM Zone 10 North. A different geographic transform. It looks like it's got to convert the NAT 27 to NAT 83, then convert NAT 83 to WGS 84. Again, that's okay. This will introduce some error, so we don't want to do it too often, all right, but we really have no choice at this point. It's going to go ahead and project all of my parcels. Sorry, I'm not very good at singing. All noise in the background. Takes a while. This is a large shapefile, a lot of data in it. And as soon as it's done, it is going to add it. However, what we now have is we now have all of our data, hopefully, in the same spatial reference in WGS 84 UTM Zone 10 North. But I don't even know what spatial reference Arc is displaying the data in currently, and honestly, I don't care. Because I'm going to do File New, and I'm going to clean that out, okay? I'm not going to save any changes. I just want to get rid of anything that was there. It now says Unknown Units down here, okay? And now I'm going to go to Arc Catalog, and I'm going to go to my new data in my working folder, the only place that I actually do work. Here's my parcels and streams. I'm going to drag them in, first parcels and streams. Notice I didn't get any error messages, no warnings, no nothing. They just both came in very cleanly. If I move my cursor around, these look like UTM coordinates. We're about 4 million meters up from the equator. 400,000 is about right for the Eastings. It's in meters. If I right click, we'll see that I'm in WGS 84 UTM Zone 10 North. Or sorry, that layer is in WGS 84 UTM Zone 10 North, as is the data frame. So everything, the data frame, both of my spatial reference layers are all in the same spatial reference. Yay! That's what we want. If you don't get to here first, bad things can happen. You can go ahead and do analysis and think everything's fine, and then, oh no, you find out they're in different ones and you have to redo everything. So, highly recommend you use this approach, get everything in the same spatial reference. Now we're ready to go ahead and do analysis.